For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Griplock, Foundation Disc Golf's weekly podcast. I'm Hunter, joined as always by Trevor and Connor.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last show before the last show of the offseason.
That's crazy.
Next week is All-Star weekend, so that means that next week we'll have at least some type of disc golf to talk about.
I can't think of a more important sporting event happening in the next few days than the All-Star.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree.
Yeah. Take it into our...
Is that the same... No. Did they do it? They didn't do it the same weekend of Super Bowl this year. No. It's the week after because Super Bowl's this Sunday.
Yep. Smart.
I was trying a lot of math going on my head during
smart.
That. So
the
we'll
Super
have
Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Yeah.
Daggum.
We'll ready? Have the All Star preview next week. Then we'll have the All Star recap the week after, and then we'll have the chess.com invitational.
I am so excited. The further I get into this job and like doing disc golf, the more my life calendar starts to revolve around the disc golf. Like it's like I'm being pulled into this orbit that is disc golf. And the more that happens, the more I get so excited for disc golf season to start.
It's here.
Because there's just going to be information. We've been blessed with this offseason. There's been fun stuff to talk
which
about.
Also means, do we want to make next week's episode the first episode on YouTube, on our main YouTube channel?
Maybe.
The All-Star preview? Or do you want to wait for the chess.com recap?
Let's wait for the chess.com.
Or the All-Star recap?
Give me a little more. Let's plan it out a little more than this.
All right. Anyways, coming soon
we
to
got
a Griplock
subs,
YouTube
though.
Channel near you. No, yeah. I'm not worried
It'll
about it.
It'll do fine.
You can check out the YouTube channel. You can see our reaction videos to a lot of stuff that's happening going on in the disc golf world. You can find our clips over there right now. And within the next few weeks, the start of the season, that is where the Griplock podcast will live. So if this is your favorite podcast, which it should be, thank you, and you want to stay tuned with it, you have to head over to Griplock. The link's in the description down below. That YouTube channel, subscribe there. And like I said, in a few weeks, the transition will happen to over there. But we got a little bit of off-season movement. Basically, the final move of the off-season has happened. Some breaking news in the disc golf world. We have an update on Rusko's Emporia Country Club plan. And then we're going to do our two early season predictions. Next week, we'll do our preseason power rankings where we rank, get our initial ranking going. But this week, we're going to kind of just way too early try to predict what's going to happen this season. So a lot of fun stuff going on in today's episode. But first, quick word from our sponsor. It's time for the ultimate face-off. The Beard Bowl is here, and the two best teams square off to see who the champion of facial fuzz is. Our friends at Manscaped are prepping everything you need for game day. Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the MVP of facial grooming, offering precision trimming, water-resistant technology, and enough styling option to outplay any opponent. And guess what? You can join the winning team along with the 10 million men who already trust Manscaped with our special offer. You can go to manscaped.com and use code GRIPLOCKED for 20% off and free shipping. Craft your winning look with Manscaped. Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the ultimate franchise player to take your grooming game to the end zone. The package made it easier than ever to craft your signature look with ease. Featuring the Beard Hedger cordless trimmer, it packs one guard with 20 different links. That's right, no more messy drawers full of guard. That's game-changing. But wait, there's more. The Beard Hedger is also water-resistant. You can run under the sink and shave in the shower for easy cleanups. It's also time to move the sticks on your old beard razor. Look and feel ready for the big game every day with Manscaped's beard formulations, including the Beard Balm, Beard Oil, Shampoo, and Conditioner. And lastly, as a bonus, Manscaped's thrown in the Beard Accessory Pack, which has a beard brush, beard comb, and beard scissors for the finishing touches every modern bearded gentleman deserves. The playoff beard has never looked looked better. Trust Manscaped to get the job done and get 20% off with free shipping with our code GRIPLOCK at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com with code GRIPLOCK. Gear up for the real halftime show where your beard takes center stage.
Heck yeah. Use that stuff every day.
Let's kick it off with a little Patreon question of the week. This one comes from patreon.com/foundationdiscgolf, our Heiser Club. You can join over there and get in on the Heiser Club mailbag where you can ask us whatever you want, and we answer every question however long it takes. It's getting longer and longer because there's a lot more of you than there used to be, but that's great. This one actually came in too late, so we didn't get to answer it during the mailbag, but I figured what better spot to answer it
that
than right here.
So smart.
Michael Hanna. Longtime patron.
Hey, Michael.
He asked, when playing doubles, what's your strategy when it comes to throwing order? Should the better slash more consistent player throw first or second?
Well, more consistent player, because it depends on the skill set. Because better player is not really the necessary. But if you are the more accurate, consistent thrower, a lot of it depends on distance. Because if you have somebody that throws far, but you're like the accurate guy, you want the accurate guy to go first. To try and get in the fairway without the pressure, and then if he messes up, you have two shots of throwing the safe shot. Because if you have the second guy go for it, go crazy, then you'll have one attempt at the shot that
gets
you.
Yeah, but
what if
the first guy hits a tree and lands in the middle of the fairway?
Then the second guy
gets to go for it.
Yeah,
right.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what if you put the more aggressive guy who has the capability of throwing further? It's like the same with putting, where you run the first shot because the possibility ends up safe.
Right, but if your first guy...
And if he's consistent, then he would remain consistent. Like even
typically, your aggressive player is the better of the two players.
Yeah.
So you have the guy just, hey, get me in the fairway, go first.
Because then your better player
who has a super aggressive line, if they're good enough to attempt a super aggressive line, typically the shot to get you in the middle of the fairway, get you safe, is the easier shot.
Uh-huh.
So if that's your dynamic, you have the worst of the two, quote-unquote, go first. So then the second guy either has do whatever you want, we're already safe,
right?
Or, okay, let's make sure this is in bounds. And you want the pressure to be on the better player. But if you're closer to equal, then it's just pick and choose based on the hole. Like I used to have basically the lefty version of myself, except for he threw a lot farther than me, as my doubles partner in college. And so it was just like, is this hole better for a lefty or righty to attack? And we would just flip our order based on that.
Right. Yeah, it's very customizable based on your skill sets. But the idea is, my favorite position to be in was the first player, however their skill set lined up, was going to be trying to get us in play. And if they got us in play, second guy could go more aggressive. If he didn't get us in play, second guy tried to throw the same shot. So however the skills line up for that, in the case of me and my doubles partner, it kind of depended on who was on that day. If I was throwing well, I was going to be the second guy because we just wanted to make sure my partner got us in play, and then I wanted to be able to attempt the second shot. If it was the other way around, we would flip it. But whoever was better at that aggressive line, whoever had the better chance of getting that, was going to go second for that reason. It's kind of the opposite of putting, just because putting, you, and this is kind of the same with driving, but like putting is like the end of the hole, whereas like driving, if you can't get off the tee, your hole, you're not making birdie at that point. Mm-hmm. Like your hole is drastically changed. So it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of schools of thought though.
Brody disagrees with us on putting.
Yeah,
I don't think he actually disagrees with us on putting. He just he doesn't understand there's limitation to our theory. Because if we had a 50-mile-an-hour headwind,
then you're gonna lay up.
And there was a cliff behind it, then yes, the first person is going to lay up because we want two attempts at a layup. But most scenarios in disc golf, you're free to you're pretty much a guarantee if the first guy runs it and it rolls away 20 feet.
If you're within 70 feet and you can't get up and down,
there's
a problem.
You should be good to go. So.
Now, off-season move, basically the only thing we were waiting on was what's going to happen with Chandler Kramer. And not really a surprise with how long it took him to announce. He said, my manufacturer 2024 sponsor is nobody. After careful consideration this year, I'm going open bag by choice and choosing to have no manufacturer sponsor. Is that how you spell manufacturer? It is. It just looks like a weird word.
It is a weird one.
I want to get back to my roots and do things how I want to for a year simply by throwing what I want. Simply put, I'm doing this for me and my love for the game. For those that want to support me on tour, the best way you can do is checking out all the sponsors below, my in the bag, as well as my tour schedule will be coming out soon. To everyone who supported me at this point, it means way more than you know. Buckle up. It's going to be a fun year.
I'd be interested in seeing his in the bag.
Yeah, I will too. I like Chandler Kramer a lot. pretty obvious what this post actually means, which is I'm not getting sponsored because I didn't get a deal I liked.
And but he said by choice, Trevor.
Well, yeah. He did choose.
Well, he did choose.
I'm sure he got offered by a lot of companies.
I would never say he didn't get deals because I'm sure he had offers. He probably decided, like a lot of people have in the past, none of these are great enough to just have the exclusivity. I can do better taking little sponsors and taking a bunch of them. And I respect that play completely, but it is a little like, well, he didn't lie. Never mind. I respect the whole thing. He didn't lie. He said it was his choice. It was his choice.
So, yeah.
I think Trevor's respect.
We saw this with...
I like Chandler Kramer. The Kram Dog?
We saw this with Lisa Fakus, too.
Keep making those a similar
thing where, like, I would imagine he's not going to have much Lone Star in his bag.
No, probably not. Probably zero.
Lone
this is going to be a good bag. Test for our, like, open bag, like, what would most pros carry? Because, like, I'm sure he's going to have Destroyers.
Yeah.
It's almost a guarantee.
Well, I mean, you can look at most pros who are sponsored by, like, Infinite or whatever those companies are.
He's gonna have Destroyer. Yeah. Well, he's a forehand guy. So what other discs is like Chandler Kramer gonna be itching to carry?
I mean, Sexton like loved Firebirds, probably. Excal Firebird, yeah. He'll probably love Firebird, especially the forehand rollers with Firebird. Dirty.
Yeah,
dirty.
Interesting. But yeah, we saw this with him and with Lisa Fakus, and I would imagine both of them were a similar thing where something happened with Lone Star. Where maybe they didn't get the same deal they had before. Maybe a promise wasn't met. Whatever. Something happened where they left Lone Star. And then they go out into the disc golf world that is now post-COVID bubble. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for a deal that can allow them to tour and, you know, do things with a deal they probably signed during the COVID bubble. And it just doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And it's like, who knows what type of, like, they might be looking for a deal with a guarantee and just there was no guarantees out there. It might have just been deals with just bonus structure and you're like,
yeah,
okay, so like I'm gonna throw only X, Y, or Z company and the only way I get paid from them is if I win an A tier, but I'm only playing pro tour events all year, so cool. I'd have to basically come top 10 in a pro tour event to get a little bonus.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
He was getting he had to have a decent deal because he was getting discs.
Yeah, like tour series
with Hooligan
stuff.
And Lone Star. Like he was getting tour series.
Now
stuff,
he is still with the Disc Barn, which is the retail company that owns Hooligan. So there could still be some. He's not sponsored by Hooligan, but there could still be some Yeats or which the Yeats just a Warbird, right?
Yeah, I'm supposed to get Hooligan prototypes.
Well, actually, we don't know if the Yeats just a Warbird because now they're gone from Lone Star.
Yeah,
so the Yeats was just a Warbird, but yeah. we don't know what we're about to see from
the
Hooligan
Yeats too.
Yeah, we don't know what we're about to see from Hooligan, but. There you go. Chandler Kramer has announced. The other massive announcement that we didn't see coming that came out of this past week was the Disc Golf Pro Tour and UDisc have announced they are parting ways. So this is the Disc Golf Pro Tour announcement. It originally broke via UDisc's Twitter. They put out a statement on Twitter. And then shortly thereafter, we got an email with a press release from the Pro Tour. That is what this is, basically. But the Pro Tour has announced a new score and stat platform powered by PDGA Live and Statmando. That's what they're going with here.
Which, like, really what we've learned is it's powered by PDGA Live. Statmando is going to provide stats and data.
Yeah. Well, Statmando, PDGA now owns Statmando.
Yeah.
They're just kind of throwing that in there, I think.
That's a name people like better.
Yeah. So the Pro Tour will transition to a new technology service provider for recording and displaying all live scores and competition statistics.
Whoever types up these, is this Charles that does these?
I think so. Charles McCracken.
He's good.
Yeah. For the soon-to-start 2024 season, the Pro Tour will now host all live scores and stats on DGPT.com thanks to a live data feed from the new and improved PDGA Live scoring platform provided by the Professional Disc Golf Association. The Pro Tour will work hand-in-hand with the PDGA technology team, which now includes a team from Statmando, the popular disc golf statistic platform that was recently acquired by the PDGA, to develop new features, stats, and analytics for integration into DGPT scores and stats in Disc Golf Network live broadcasts. We are grateful for UDisc's support and partnership as the team has grown from a small series of events to the official Pro Tour of the PDGA, says Jeff Springs. As the Pro Tour approaches its 10-year anniversary, we're thankful for the expertise and commitment to quality and accuracy UDisc has provided.
Is 10-year anniversary 2015?
2026.
2026, yeah.
2016 is when the Pro Tour started, I do believe. me see.
Not
we're
really approaching it.
We are excited for the possibility this new platform will bring, says Baker Helton, VP of Business Admin at the Pro Tour. Hosting our own scores and stats is the first step towards being able to use our data to further fan engagement and reach new audiences. We'll be able to provide third-party access to our scores and statistics that can be used by sports news organizations or for gaming such as fantasy and wagering. We are looking forward to our fans being able to interact with disc golf in new ways in the future. So,
it's a doozy.
Basic thoughts on this make sense. I mean, eventually, like, it makes sense for the Pro Tour and slash PDGA to, like, do this in-house.
The juiciest detail that we don't know, because, like, the strategy, like, the end game, like, makes sense. You want to have it in-house.
Yeah.
The juiciest detail that we don't know is scenario A. They wanted to buy out UDisc and just bring them in like they have done with Jomez and Statmando. But they just operated at a net loss for the year. So Pro Tour or PDGA probably couldn't afford it, or you just turned it down. That's scenario A. So they wanted to buy them out or didn't. Scenario B, PDGA was like, well, we already have PDGA Live and it's so great. So we don't want the UDisc platform. We're just going to do our own thing. I'm just curious to know, like, where it went. Like, was there ever a thought of, like, we're going to just try to take UDisc because everybody loves UDisc? Or were they just like, no, we're just not even going to involve it at all? I would just be curious to know.
My thought is, so the Jomez acquisition, from what I understand, wasn't a, like, Pro Tour cut someone a huge check.
No, there was probably debt.
Yeah.
So that would have been their only pitch to UDisc would have been like, hey, you're going to have jobs.
Yeah.
So, like, which might not be good enough for them.
UDisc is a giant. I mean, they have 1. Some million active users on their app.
People don't even realize how big UDisc
people
is.
People use, and the thing is, like, UDisc Live wasn't one of their big, like, when they started UDisc, that was like almost a side project for them. Like, yeah, it's huge, and it affects us and, like, how we interact with the, like, live scoring, and their product that they came up with, the UDisc team, was phenomenal, but UDisc, it was never even one of their, like, core things at the bottom of the app to, like, go find UDisc Live.
Which
you had to go seek for it.
A flaw.
I always thought that was fascinating.
Maybe
maybe
that was writing on the wall.
It speaks to the core of UDisc, which is, like, we're here to provide, like, the course resources, this individual player stats. We're here for the common player, not for the Pro Tour. So UDisc didn't have the same, like, if you take the Pro Tour away from Jomez.
They have nothing.
Jomez has the putting game and stuff, but, like, they have nothing.
Right.
Like, realistically, it would have been very hard for them to sustain. Mm-hmm. You take the Pro Tour away from UDisc, they still are UDisc. Like,
yeah.
You're everyone's fired up about it, but, like, the next time I go score at Peaks View Park, I'm still going to pull my phone out and hit that UDisc app.
That's just it. And I think what I'm most curious about is there's a lot of confusion about the UDisc identity because we had so many people talking about how saying how the price just doubled, which it did, probably writing on the wall. And they were like, how are we going to lose this main feature of UDisc Live when our price just doubled? That's been free.
Yeah,
that's
always free.
The whole time. So there are a lot of people who are confused about UDisc. And I wonder how many people impulsively deleted the app thinking that one of the, like, the only reason they were paying it was because they had the live scores. So I'd be curious to know that hit. Because beyond that, yeah, there shouldn't be a reason, unless you were making that mistake, there shouldn't be a reason to delete UDisc if you are, like, I would
bet that that's less than 10% of their users.
Yeah, I would, like, most
people still use it for leagues.
Yeah,
for,
it's a huge app and it's very important. And we have nothing else like it.
And if they doubled their revenue and lost 10% of their people, they're doing just fine.
Yeah, so I still think UDisc. And, like, their costs at the end of the day can't, like, it comes down to developing and their servers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they seem like they've got their head on their shoulders. It's just a shame because ultimately UDisc was, and I've said this on the podcast before, but UDisc, of all the products we have in disc golf, we have so many things that are unpolished, and UDisc felt like it was cutting edge all the time. It felt like if you were somebody who's new to disc golf and you showed them UDisc, they would instantly be impressed with, like, our sport. Be like, wow, look at this really well built out app that does everything you need for disc golf. It shows all the court. Like, it's a phenomenal app. It really rocks. And it never has issues. It never goes down.
It's
the only flaw UDisc ever had was volunteer scorekeeping. And that's not even fair, really. So,
and now that problem's gone.
So, I think UDisc is going to be fine. it's just going to be interesting to see. I mean,
anyways, I was bringing all that up because what I think happened timeline wise is I think the Pro Tour, PDGA, someone, probably the Pro Tour, tried to acquire UDisc or at least put the feeler out there. UDisc responds back with probably a number that was
$20
like
$20 million.
Realistically, it was probably north of $10 million if I had to guess.
Yeah, probably.
Because technology companies can just be so profitable. So something where Pro Tour is like, nah, that we can't do it. We just can't do it. Sorry. And like then now UDisc Live's like, well, why are we going to continue working and building this if the writing's on the wall? You want to bring it in house, and that conversation happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think the PDGA at that point acquires Statmando.
Yeah.
Because if you think back on the offseason, that was one of the things that was like a question mark of like, why? Why did the PDGA have any need for Statmando, right? Yeah. When we were looking at it, we even asked that question, I think, of like, why not just have your own stat guys? Like, it doesn't, that move in and of itself didn't make sense. If you add the context of we lost UDisc Live, we need someone who's already built out a statistics platform, who has that expertise that can help us now make our live scoring system better, that acquisition makes sense. Which that acquisition, I believe, was basically just for jobs, more or less, from what I read online. It seems like it was basically just Statmando didn't really have a great way to monetize, but they had a really good product. PDGA was like, hey, you want to do what you're doing on the side full time? And they're like, sick, done. Boom. That's what it seems like to me. So long term, I'm not worried about this move. I think long term, this move makes sense. UDisc is going to be fine. The Pro Tour / PDGA gets live scoring in house and they'll own the statistics. They'll own the data. All of that makes sense. They'll be able to license the data for if a betting service gets back into disc golf or a different betting service comes in, they can license that data out. A lot of moves that make sense going forward. The only downside is,
and it's a big one,
it seems as though it's a little rushed to where they are saying like for the chess.com invitational or the all-star weekend, you're basically just going to have PDGA live. Like there's not going to be any additional beta for chess.com. We are going to be beta testers, like us as the end consumer. They're just going to have a like test product ready, which sucks. So they're going to be flamed for the first several events of the year, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be sticky. It's going to be like live coverage because the problem is it's not like this is a new thing. If they were just starting live scoring and we never had it before like this, we wouldn't.
You'd be happy with whatever you got.
It's existing, right? But we have had a really good polished product for a long time. So I can almost guarantee you whatever we get is not going to be up to par with UDisc.
No.
And so they are going to get crapped on for it. Now, luckily, the most important thing is that the scores come in timely and accurately and that the standings are easy to navigate. If those boxes are checked, because ultimately what are most people who are keeping up with the UDisc scores, they just want to be able to click on. And to be fair, getting to UDisc Live, you already had to go into the app, then go over to the tab, then go to UDisc Live.
Or you can just go to UDisc Live.
Or go to the website. So it wasn't the most streamlined thing.
Well, this will probably just be a website.
Yeah. For at least the start, but if people are able to at least go to this new scorekeeping app and the scores are there, easy to read, and they're updated on time, that'll keep people at bay. Where people will get very heated is if the scores are delayed, the servers are not working, and then if that happens to the players and they say things about it, that'll just get the people worked up even more because they listen to the players. So that is where, because I think it's going to look ugly from the start. I'd be very impressed if there was any kind of interface, because like when you think about, eventually they'll get this thing right. We'll probably have a really cool Pro Tour branded like app that they'll figure things out. And, you know, they have UDisc to look at what they did and kind of go from there. But it is going to be very imperative that at least it functions correctly in the most important ways, because that'll keep people at bay. It just might not be as fun to look at.
Well, I mean, the current PDGA scoring app that you use as a player, I say app. I don't know if they actually have an app, but like the website you go to, pga.com/score, it works great.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I've used it as a TD, I've used it as a player, and I've also, as a TD, watched scores come in.
It can take a while to update.
I think a lot of that has to do with service, which these courses, they are already worried about service for live stream. Because if, like, where we are, the good thing that the PDGA Scored app does, which the UDisc did as well, is like, if I send someone off at Independence Park and they go down that hill into cell service no man's land, as soon as they pop back up, all the scores update. Yeah. So you might, I might miss like two or three holes, but they pop right back in. And they, other than that, if they're somewhere they have service, it's basically immediate. I can watch the scores roll in. That's already existed, and that app, it works great. So, and that's being used by tournaments all over the place. So server issue shouldn't matter.
Hopefully not.
Because tournament size-wise, the Pro Tours are small player size-wise compared to a lot of tournaments. Like the Battle for Bedford, we had live scoring going for hundreds of people at the same time. Like, and that's on a weekend where, you know, so many other people are accessing the same website, and it's all handling it fine.
Building out the cosmetics of it is going to take, like, things like player profiles.
Well, the tough part will be UDisc we had where disc was on the fairway. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, inside circle two after one.
Here's the biggest implication of this whole thing that I kind of just realized is they now have the power to change disc golf stat keeping forever. Yep. They can change the stats. Like, UDisc was keeping the stats because they decided that's what they wanted to keep. We could effectively see the end of C1X.
I hope so.
Or, like, just like whatever. Think about all the stats they use. Some of them are pretty obviously going to stay, but like we might not even have them anymore, which is going to like kind of throw off the course of disc golf history, because there might be stats that were kept in the previous eight seasons that won't really be kept as closely from now indefinitely. So like we'll be like, oh, well, so-and-so's OB percentage. Be like, well, they only kept that back in the UDisc era. Like it's a huge thing. And it also, what are they going to have the volunteers keep is the other big one, because it's like, are they going to have them mark down things more, like even closer than
what
they
I would
before?
Like to see is I would like them to, now that we're here, we're starting from ground zero, right? And UDisc was built in an era where volunteers were a lot, like, didn't exist nearly as much. The Pro Tour was way less established. So UDisc was like in an era where you had players keeping score for a lot, and you'd have like one or two volunteers with the main cards, and that was it. That was that. We're in a much different era of the sport now when this app's being built. I'd like them just to take a book out of golf's thing and just have a guy who is the whole one stat keeper, and, you know, or like have 18 volunteers, one on each hole, and it's just like, oh, this is the card that's on the hole. And I'm watching where their fairway shots land. Boom. I'm watching him approach the green. Okay, he is within 10 feet. You can even tap on. I watched a dude at the PGA Tour event. He had like an iPad that had just the green. And he was sitting by the green. And when a ball would land, he would tap the location on the green. It would update on my PGA Tour app. And I could see where the guy had a putt from.
That would be the most like game changing.
That's what if I was the PDGA / the Pro Tour, that's what I'm trying to develop right now is like, let's just have 18 volunteers, one on each hole, and then the very top cards can also have a guy follow that provides maybe the next level of stats. But this will at least give you, you know, okay, this person landed within, you know, 0 to 10 feet, 10 to 20 feet, 20 to 30 feet, 30 to, you know what I'm saying? Like, different stats like that we within UDisc you don't have. You have putt from C1X, and you don't know if it was a 32 footer or a 15 footer, and those are two drastically different putts.
I'd say another like thing they could do to make it easier for the volunteers is just instead of spray painting one circle, spray paint like a couple other like distance markers around the basket. So just not enough to maybe where it doesn't have to be exact, but to give the volunteer an idea so we can be more precise. Hey, they just need to reach out to ShotLink, who does the PGA, and see if they'll do a collab. ShotLink times
just have that
off
camera. But no, I think the PDGA and the Pro Tour have a opportunity here. Your app's gonna get crapped on.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
First, just accept
it. And I'll be right there with them if it's bad.
Yeah, just accept it. Like, if you're the PDGA and the Pro Tour, I'm not even listening to feedback until we're proud of what we built.
I like a good crowd with pitchforks.
Personally, that's why I think they didn't know this was happening yet, is because, like, surely if they knew this, they would have been developing it last year into this year, and when chess.com comes, it would have been ready. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's not ready, if I'm the Pro Tour and PDGA, I'm like, you can listen to some like constructive feedback of like, man, I really wish this app had X, Y, or Z. But for the most part, your head's down until you build what you're proud of, and then you hear how people are responding. Because while you're still building it out, people are just, everyone's going to crap on it.
Yeah.
Because we're used to UDisc. So if it's not up to the UDisc standard, it's going to be crapped on. But I wouldn't pay attention to how UDisc did things, right? Like, I would be looking at, other sports, primarily golf, because that's the easiest one.
I pay attention to a good bit of the things.
But I'm just saying, don't get in a rut where you're like, we need to remake
U-Disc. No, you don't have to copy paste it. I would more so use it as a template of like, what are, I'm sure that they've done this, but like make the list of like, here's the things they provided, and then which ones do we want to have?
Yeah.
Things like being able to go and check the Pro Tour schedule on the top and the rankings.
Well, it's going
to
be on the Pro Tour site.
There's surely going to be an app eventually.
I would hope so, but I'm just saying, it'll be on the Pro Tour site. The Pro Tour should just have an app in general. Anyways, PGA Tour app, phenomenal. Because like you, when you're on the grounds and you pull up the PGA Tour app, you could look and just see where each player was.
You can see where you are on like the course compared to where your favorite players
are.
So
like we could just pull it up and be like, oh, you know, the leaders are on like hole six. We're here. And you can like see how to get to where you want to go. You can see
you can like highlight bathrooms, food.
Yeah.
That app is crazy.
Anyways, the DGPT should be building that app out already.
There's also AR where you can see a shot tracer on your phone and hold it up to the golf.
I don't know if they're
going to
build up that. I don't know if they need to go that far.
They need to do all this. I want Jomez follow flight.
How does that work?
That's insane. Dude. Because there's shot tracer.
Well, have you seen AR for like at FIFA built out at like the World Cup? And you could basically use your phone, and like as long as you could see the field, you could tap the player and it'd pop up stats about the player, like their current speed, all like their
everybody's
how many
about
shots
VR,
are,
so like VR.
That
VR,
is
dude.
Insane.
AR is what's
AR
cool,
is incredible.
Dude.
Yeah, because then it's practical. You just pull your phone out, and like I can point it at Connor and click on him and get
his
date
rate.
Of birth, his social security number, and then boom, I have his identity.
Yeah,
that's what we need to be building
like
a out.
Video game like that.
Why are we worried about freaking Google Glass and Apple freaking whatever
Vision
it is?
Pro, man.
Apple Vision Pro.
Let's make Silas have to break 50 in New London for an Apple Vision Pro.
Break 50? Deal.
Hunter was just getting ready to retort, and he's like, wait, he said 50.
Yeah. Anyways, the only other question I have with all of this, because like I said, it's going to be ugly for the Pro Tour. U-Disc is going to be fine.
Oh, it's going to be a dogfight.
And then eventually it's going to be fine with the Pro Tour, is what it is.
It's kind of like when Apple comes out with a new charger, everybody freaks out.
Yeah,
eventually
and it's like
fine.
A year from now, we're all going to forget that freaking wide thing is how you charge an iPad anyways.
Yeah, freaking thing.
What does this do to the U-Disc world rankings / what is now the official world rankings is the next question. We have
what
an opportunity here for the grip lock ranking to take over.
Okay.
That's a good point. There's an opening. We should submit our, like, this is our application right now to the Pro Tour.
Not to the Pro Tour. To the general public.
To the public. Do you want the most cutting edge rankings out there? Then we have them. That's my pitch.
Yeah, I wonder, is the Statmando? Statmando has a world ranking, don't they?
Yeah, wait, why are we even asking this? It's going to be the Statmando
ranking?
Ones. Yeah.
Rankings.
Which,
let's just see.
Isn't there an issue with the Statmando ones? Or are
they have
the best
power
ones?
Rankings and official rankings. So let's look at Statmando.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be.
Statmando official rankings 24 month, power rankings are 15 week.
What's their
so let's look
ranking?
At official ranking
they're
MPO.
Probably gonna use the official.
What is it?
I'm looking it up, man. Give me a
what
sec.
What is it, Hunt?
Calvin Heimberg 1, fine. Gannon Burr 2, Isaac 3, Simon, Ricky,
and
Eagle.
Eagle is number 1 in the U-Disc.
Eagle's number 1 in the U-Disc. Honestly, this already is way better than the U-Disc ones.
And Paul is number 3 in the U-Disc.
Yeah, Paul's
that's
10.
Big difference.
Paul's 10 in
I think
Stat
I did
Mando.
Like Statmando.
Yeah, I think Statmando's fine.
Stat but that's who's definitely going to be Statmando. Yeah.
Where's Brody Smith? That's the true test.
Here's here's one thing.
Not in the top 50.
Also, that I've noticed, or that's going to be interesting to notice, is the U-Disc graphics.
Brody Smith is 54th. I hate Statmando.
The U-Disc
if Brody's
graphics,
not in the top 20, I don't agree.
U-Disc graphics on like the Pro Tour broadcast always looked so clean because everything they do is very polished.
But the graphics weren't from U-Disc.
But even like
we know from working with UDisc that the Pro Tour created the graphics and
that
fed
is
the information
true, but like,
from UDisc.
Like Statmando's like font and their whole website.
Statmando's web design.
It's incredibly functional.
Yeah.
But it's like
it's not
there's no artists involved.
Yeah. It's not enjoyable. I'm looking at it right now and I don't
there's
like
no,
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like their logo, just their picture logo, is fine.
Yeah.
But
doesn't really make sense. But
it's like a bar graph with the tree.
Really, what's the name? Statmando. It doesn't even make sense.
I don't know what that
means.
I asked
the guy about it. You can watch it at Trevor Stop Show.
I'll have to watch the TSS.
But
I'll have to watch the TSS to get the DTL on the INFO.
There you go. It needs clean.
What does DTL
for
stand for?
I don't know.
DTL?
Sounded right. Downtown low.
All-time low.
DTL.
Diode transitor logic. That's what I meant.
People definitely say DTL. Don't
I
don't. They?
I think it's a DL. Keep it
on
the
DL. Yeah, they don't say.
I don't know.
Down
I don't know where
they
the T
keep it
came
on the
from.
DL. Yeah, the down low.
What does DTL stand for in accounting? deferred tax liability. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Stat Mando needs to defer their tax liability for at least a few years.
And then you just assume the smartest definition is what we meant.
Deferred
tax liability.
Yeah, that's totally what I was talking about. Yeah. What is this Monday button?
Can't wait to collect on my DTL this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like shows all the stats.
Oh, all the stats from all the events from the past week.
Yeah.
That's fun.
They got hecka stats.
They have a lot of stats.
Yeah.
They need to hop over into the CSS category a little bit more. Yeah, they're DTL. Playing around HTML a little too much.
Yeah, give the CYC.
Yeah, www.
Yeah. YMCA.
They got to get some Java.
HTTPS.
Yeah. All right, it's time for... Actually, before the fan favorite segment, I need to remind you all... This Thursday is our 5-year anniversary party live stream. I don't think we've actually told the company about it.
I don't know about
Silas,
this.
Hey, Silas, man, by the way, Thursday, same. Live stream.
Well, I kind of knew we were doing a live stream. I didn't know it was Thursday.
Yes, you did. You picked the date.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
You picked it last week on, like, Friday. Or two
I
weeks
knew about
ago.
It.
I don't know the time yet. Pay attention to our social media.
I'm not missing out on anything yet because I don't know the time. Nobody knows the
time.
No
one knows the time. No one's missed out on anything. Thursday live stream is our 5-year anniversary party. Our 5-year anniversary is actually like later in February.
Yeah, on my birthday.
Yep, but T Stobbs expecting his second kid, so we got to move it up. So that's why.
It's coming right before that party, dude.
Probably. February 8th. This week, we have a bunch of discs we're releasing, some throwback stamps, all kinds of fun stuff.
Can I bring a pinata?
You can bring a pinata.
We
the
can
entire
throw
site's on.
At a pinata.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Entire site's going to be on sale. It's going to be electric. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, that's this upcoming Thursday. Stay tuned to our social media for the official time announcement.
Remind me to buy a pinata on Wednesday.
Stay tuned to social media for the official time announcement and all of that. And we'll see you then. But time for a fan favorite segment, Trevor's Trivia.
I love a party.
Others try, but Travis does it better.
I didn't do one this week.
Travis
I'm just
does it better.
I'm just kidding. Been a long time since we've done Price is Right. I'm bringing it back.
It's been a long time. R.I.P. I got into my resonators.
This is
one.
A difficult Price is Right. This is a difficult Price is Right.
So Price is Right rules. Remind the fans at home in case they don't know.
Price is Right. I went and searched discs on eBay.
Yes, sir.
And I've got the prices of them. And these are discs sold. So they had actually sold for this price. They're not just listed.
Did you have yours sold?
So there's some kind of market value there. And these Boise boys, are going to guess the price they think that disc is. And then whoever is closest.
Is it closest without going over or just closest?
We're gonna go old fashioned, closest without going over. I don't like the way you can play that and just be like, I'm going to guess a dollar. We're going. Whoever is closest, doesn't matter if you go over or not, is the victor. And this time, we're going to go point system, we'll go total value systems. That way, there's a chance for a comeback. So
okay.
It's going to be cumulative.
My middle name is Victor.
I will tell you that the value range, nothing is going to be higher than $100.
Okay.
So that's why this is going to be tricky. There's not none of those crazy curveballs like, oh, that was $1,000.
Good to know, Big
like,
Tress.
The disc market is silly. All right.
Let's go, Big Tress.
First item. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. First item. Brand new. Team Stamp Star Destroyer. It's a beautiful green color.
Who's going first?
It's got like a mini Team Innova stamped. Connor, you go first.
$55.
Give me $29.
The price was
$100.
$100.
Good for Innova.
That makes me happy.
Are we back?
I was about to like.
I had to talk myself down.
I was just expecting it to be like $25, and I was going to throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that. I'm glad I lost that round.
Okay. 45-71.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. On to the next one we have here. This is a P3X.
His phone's right here. So I'm blocking it.
Sorry. This is a P3X.
You didn't do anything wrong.
This is the red box exclusive from Discmania, the emerald colored Ironstone. Brand new.
And it's my guess first?
Yeah.
Yep.
$55.
I was going to say $60, but I'll make it more interesting. You don't have to. No, I don't. It's early in the game. I'm saying $60.
The price was... $35.
Oh, daggum.
So Hunt was 20 off.
My dad just got gummed.
And Connor was 25 off. Putting him at 70 and Hunt at 91.
Closer than you might think.
Next one is a brand new
next
Big Con Shaman.
We have an Elaine King first run Discraft Z Punisher pre-flight number distance driver?
Well, it's a Z Punisher, so that's not as crazy. That's a pre-flight number.
Yeah, idiot.
No, he just read the title.
Yeah, I read
the title. I'm not mad at him.
No, dude, Connor.
Yeah, Hunter, idiot. I'm just kidding. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be anywhere. There could be one person out there. It's like, yeah, that's crazy.
That's the best part about these. Like, it only takes one.
I'm going to go $49.
I'm thinking $25.
The price is $40.
Wow. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
The disc market's kind of coming back.
Yeah,
it seems.
I'm impressed.
Okay, puts Hunter at 106.
I'm excited.
Connor,
except for that Dismania disc wasn't that crazy.
Next, we have...
No, but that's good.
Yeah, true.
Because that means people are valuing what should have value.
That's
which
very
is
true.
Old stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if they're valuing this one.
Oh boy.
The Innova 2019 Sexton Tour Series Firebird Purple, brand new.
2019, though, they were mass-produced at this point. They were overproduced. Give me $33.
You took a good number there, Big Hunt.
Thank you. You can take a better one.
I could.
A lot of numbers out there.
I do. I just want to go sneak. It's not less than $35. I will go $51.
The price was $54.
Oh,
hang on. Connor is kind of
why? What? Who's buying this for $54?
2019. 2019,
like,
old,
you can probably find a retailer still has them in stock.
Hit him with it.
You think?
No. This one's a little more interesting. We've got an MVP Simon Line Electron Pixel Simon Lazat autographed.
Oh, Pixel's not out yet.
It's my turn. It's my turn.
It's Khan's turn. Who's
now,
got it? Khan's got
we
it.
We know that historically, the best time for the prices to be up on discs in disc golf is for you to get it and flip it before it releases.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's got ink on it.
That is true.
Which in disc golf, for
it's
some
Simon
reason,
ink too,
but
though.
It's got Simon ink, though. I'm going to go to... We're not going higher than a honey, so I'm going to go with $73. And
how,
I think that's kind of high.
How many rounds is there left?
I
just need to know, like...
I didn't want to pick smack.
One, two,
I've been in the
three,
middle,
four
like, this
more
whole time.
After this.
Oh, okay. Because my head was at 80, but, like, I don't want to be that close to Connor if I'm trying to catch up. So I'll stick with 80.
Price is 76.
What'd you hit? 73?
Oh, 73. Yeah.
Dang.
He's
so you still gained on me.
Dude, I'm stomping right now.
Dude, Connor is going off right now. Okay. Next, we have a Discraft Jawbreaker Z Meteor Get Flippy Brody Smith Limited Edition. Brand new.
Was it my guess first?
Yes, sir.
25.
32. I was going to say 32 no matter what.
The price is 38.
Wow. I'm just slipping, stumbling.
You're losing your grasp on the market, man.
That's good. It's good, though. I'm happy because that.
I'm happy.
Well, because all of these prices make sense. Before, they didn't make sense.
You're right.
So, like, when That's you tell me one. All of them, I'm like, yeah, okay.
This one is actually very, this is an interesting one. I'll be curious to see what you guess with this. Discmania S-Line Swirl MD5 Gannon Burr Team Signing Edition. Not signed, but it's like the...
Team
the bar
signing.
Stamp ones they just did.
They just came out with these.
Yes.
Did they do like a drop?
Yeah, they dropped them on Discmania's site.
$62.
Okay.
I feel like they retailed probably for like 30. So I'm gonna go 40. Give me $40.
The price is...
Give him $40.
Give me $40 right now.
The price is $37.
Ah! All right. You still have a large lead.
Great fall.
Cut into it, though.
But I was staying in the correct, like, what
the,
first,
the
score
now
first decibel.
They were ugly.
147.
These are the ones just, like, the bar stamp on. Yeah, they were...
147 for Big Hunt, 116 for Connor. So still have a pretty good lead with two to go.
Yeah.
But
the range
is,
of 1 to 100
is couple,
hard to make a
couple tricky ones here to end.
What I needed was like a 2015 Sexton, and Connor guessed like $100, and I'm like $2,000.
Yeah.
That's what I needed.
Trevor said it was
I know.
Trevor says it. Vintage.
Trevor's never lied.
2000 is in the year, I guess. That's considered
vintage. I've been to the year 3000.
That's vintage now. We're vintage, guys.
Well, it's 24 years ago.
I know. Innova first run Firebird.
Ooh.
Rare PFN, brand new.
Wow. So that's Pat you,
number,
right?
Ontario.
Is to me?
Yes, sir. Yep.
$95. Realistically, this should be worth more than $100. Think of all the Firebirds done for the game. This is the market might let me down here drastically.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go lower. I don't believe in it, but I'm going to do it. It's going to be $83.
The price is $100.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Good for the okay. market. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
With one to play. I'm
That's
not gonna,
for the market, those okay. claps.
I'm not going to tell you the exact lead, but it is. You can overcome it.
Well, I don't
want him to math you.
And I'm going first, too, so I can't just choose him and close
to him. Yeah, Khan's going first.
That is...
So can I math him, or you don't want any math?
I don't want any mathing. Rare, $50. Out of production, Turbo Putt by Quest Technologies, disc golf, pink and purple, new. It's a brand new, out of production Turbo Putt.
Pink and purple?
Pink purple is the color.
Okay, it's so there's one. One.
There is one. That would have been crazy. Pranked ya.
Audio podcast.
We're talking. We're still here.
Speak.
Everything on the line.
$44.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's a close range. I'll go 32.
It's $75.
Oh! We just bought one.
Years ago.
I bought a pack of two two years ago for like 38.
Maybe they just went out of production. This thing sold. Somebody bought it.
Can we say that we are the reason that went up to $77? Yes, so we've used it in videos. I think we're there the reason. Who's for the season.
Yeah, you had a chance at the end, but that was unsuspecting.
Yeah, I was not.
I thought you were.
I was not guessing above 40 for that.
Yeah, I thought Carmen was going to go way lower on the Firebird. I thought he was going to get in like the 50 range because I was surprised it went for 100. Sometimes those Innova ones can be deceptive.
That's what I'm saying. Old Innova, it's making a little comeback.
Yeah, that's
the market
I'm happy
is
that,
back.
Right? The most
that
expensive
Mad
things
Money
we
show
had
you were just
Innova.
Talking about the other day. It's funny. I just saw a clip on my phone of it. It's still going.
Kramer, Jim Kramer,
Bitcoin's got it.
Bye bye bye. Let me see if I can find his butt.
If disc golf betting ever becomes a thing, we're doing Hunter's Mad Money because I want him to just do that. Bye, bye, bye.
Y'all got to hear it. In my head, that was like spitting image. Okay. I just want the button. I just want the button.
Somebody made a remix.
Let's just see if this is it.
It's a remix.
There's so many other stories out there. Gasoline. Jack in the Box is the best of the bunch, but you got to wait for bye, bye. Up and straight up. Denny's goes higher. I would not sell Denny's. Call me a bye, bye, bye of that chain.
All right, that's pretty close. Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah. I want
a little higher. A little higher.
Bye, 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 bye.
That's it.
There you go.
Bye, bye, bye. Our prices have never been lower.
That's fun.
That is fun. I had fun.
I would like a soundboard, I think.
Okay.
I think I want one right back here.
I think we'd get carried away.
Where we can just hit and be like, bye, bye, bye.
I think that people would get sick of it.
Oh, yeah.
Connor, you can just be our soundboard.
Yes, sir.
Show him Parks and Rec or whatever, the douche and whatever the other guy is. Yeah. Yeah, they have like fart sounds.
So Jeremy Rusko, we announced last week, you know, there was the whole article where he had bought the Emporia Country Club.
His name is Money Rusko now.
Money Rusko.
Yeah, Money Rusko.
So he had a press conference basically answering a lot of questions. The Emporia Gazette has now rewrote an update. I think he's actually going to be on the podcast that shall not be named. That's also on our network. That's losing to Griplock merch now.
Look at our audience.
Thank you,
you know
guys.
What this,
thank
you know you. What this hoodie is called? It's called Dark Chocolate, and I just got it, and it's awesome.
Tastes delicious. Woo.
We've officially taken the lead.
Silas, we didn't even get on him this morning about that. We took the lead, Silas. How do you feel about that?
But I believe Rusko is going to be on the other podcast, the other one. The one that you know is hosted by Brody Smith and Paul Ulibarri and is losing to us three goons. That one. I think Rusko's going to be on it, so if you want to hear more information, you can check that out. It's Tour Life
but
podcast.
But they even show up for it.
It's also on Foundations Network, so I should probably promote it.
But you should go buy Griplock merch.
And wear it while you're watching
and
it.
You should post a picture of you wearing Griplock merch while watching Tour Life.
Oh, please tag Foundation in stories of you wearing Griplock merch while watching the Enemies podcast.
That would be great.
Of Tour Life.
Will we share it? Will we repost it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not all of them, but if you look really happy in it.
Somebody tweeted us, where the heck did Caroline Henderson go? PDGA status is expired and no longer on the Prodigy team.
Oh, dang.
She stopped playing, I think, last
she
year.
She just quit.
I think she got injured and just never came back.
That's crazy.
So I don't know.
I never forget, I had her first interview, Drew Sob Show. Bright career. A lot of promise there.
Back to this. Jeremy Rusko bought the... It was actually Emporia Community Club, apparently. Yeah, not Emporia Country Club.
I need to take something.
That's interesting, because we've been calling it that for a long time.
I've always called it the Emporia Country Club. It's apparently the Emporia Community Club is what it was called.
That sounds like what they renamed it to after... Because like their whole... Everybody in Emporia seems to like not like the idea that this country club existed. And like there was only a few people that could afford it and look down on the rest of the people. So they probably renamed it to Community Club to make it sound like it was like...
Maybe. You know, I don't know.
Bring everybody in.
So the purchase was made under the banner of Dynamic Brewing Company. And he announced the impending name change of the Foria... Okay, now it's called the Country Club here. The former Emporia Country Club into Champions Landing.
I think it was probably
Country Club. Then the investor group bought it, changed it to Community Club. Then Rusko bought it and is now Champions Landing.
Champions Landing and Eagles Crossing. Okay, I thought it was Eagles Landing for a second. It's not.
There's rich history of a lot of city golf champions being crowned, and then obviously the last decade, the disc golf world champions that have been crowned. Rusko told the Gazette, "I think the name is very fitting." What's notably missing from the new moniker is the word club, which Rusko said implied the need for a membership in order to use the facilities. I think it's really important that the club was removed from the name to remove that country club stigma that you have to be a member of the club to go on property and premises, those sorts of things.
I like that.
So he basically, Rusko sees this as a Midwest tourism and entertainment destination for a variety of recreational offerings, including golf, disc golf, pickleball, cornhole, basketball, volleyball, craft beer, arts, and music. Champions Landing will solidify Emporia as the disc golf capital of the world and disc golf destination for decades to come. The expansion and utilization of the multi-sports complex will attract a wide variety of sporting events to the facility and to the city of Emporia, making a significant economic impact on the overall quality of life for Emporia.
Does Dynamic Brewing have anything to do with dynamic discs?
I don't think so.
No, okay. I will say the...
He founded both, so he just likes the word dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah, the... Man, that buyout was good to our boy Jer Bear, because this is ambitious.
Well, the title of this, it says, this is a passion project.
It does say that, which implies that he would just
I forget where that quote is at the end. While it's not an overnight decision, I'm excited about the opportunity to keep the Emporia Community Club bringing in improvements and making it more accessible to the community. This is a passion project of mine, and I'm encouraged by the community support from those who have heard about it so far, which is quite a few.
And here's what I'll say to Jeremy, listener of the show, probably doesn't listen to Tour Life, doesn't even know what it is.
That's why he's going on.
If you're well off and you're just like, you know what, maybe this won't be profitable, or at least not right away, but I want to make this awesome thing for this community because I love Emporia and like this is my home, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, good for you. And what I'll also say is, whenever it's done, you know who to call. We're going
Ghostbusters.
Out. I mean, we got it. We're going to have to check out Ruskotopia whenever this place is done. Like,
yeah,
I will say before, like, I wasn't motivated to go to Emporia just for ECC,
the
but for
Riviera.
This thing, I'll go check it out.
Well, I don't think the Emporia Country Club course disc golf side was open all the time, whereas this course will be open a lot more. You said we're definitely going to have an emphasis on disc golf. Two things that are going to not only improve our events at the highest level, like the World Championships and DDO, is to make improvements to keep up with the highest level disc golf events, but I also want to make sure there'll be more of an everyday beginner level experience out there as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, basically the future of the Champions Landing, formerly Emporia Community Club, formerly Emporia Country Club, formerly home of the Glass Blown Open.
They should put in like an insane clubhouse for the ECC disc golf team.
Emporia State.
Imagine like the recruiting ability you'd have if like it's like the football teams that put in their locker rooms. Rusko builds on that property like the most insane locker room. Everybody would want to go play disc golf at Emporia State. So we had a locker room.
We did. I didn't get to experience it. It was after my senior year.
Yeah, it was dope.
I got to like after nationals, I got to walk
from
in
campus.
After nationals, I got to walk in and I was like, sick.
Yeah, you didn't miss out because nobody used it. We didn't go over there. We didn't hang out.
I went
in there twice. Both times, the coach told us to meet there.
That's also not even where you park to play.
No.
That was the tough part.
Zero utility.
If it was at East Campus's course,
yeah,
like they put it in
we would have hung out there before practice.
Sure. Or if it was at the parking lot of Camp Hideaway.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We would have kept our stuff there.
That's what sure. Coach was like, you can store your bag, your clothes. I'm like,
why would we do that?
But then I had to go so far out of my way to get it.
And the only way really it would have had utilities if we would have decided to practice like over in that field, which wasn't big enough. So.
Yeah. And then during the summer, they just used it for, this is just crapping on Liberty's locker room.
Camp counselors.
During the summer,
in.
Camp counselors slept in our locker room. So like, you couldn't, I lived here all year, obviously. I'm from here. And like, if I wanted to go into the locker room, I couldn't during the summer because there was like
in there.
Teens sleeping in there. I was like, dang, dude.
Side rant.
Anyways, yeah, Emporia State. Hopefully, if y'all have a locker
Emporia
room.
Are State fans now?
Stingers up, baby.
Stingers up, dude.
No, I became an Emporia State fan when at Nationals last year, one of the dads of, I think it was Cade's dad.
Dude, he had all those
hand warmers. Yeah,
for
one
us?
Of them brought me a hand warmer. Mm. Saved my
dude,
life.
Speaking of Cade, did you see that video Emac posted of him going into that
frozen
lake?
Yeah, good for him.
He's literally breaking up the ice as he's swimming out
to get his disc.
Grit play of the year. Yeah. If you haven't seen that, go to Emac's Instagram account. He's like literally freestyling and breaking thin ice to get to his disc.
That's how you prep for Nationals.
That's tough.
That's David Goggins stuff.
He wants it bad. He wants it bad after last year's heartbreak.
No, you don't have to bring that up. I knew you were going to bring it up, man. They don't have to go back through that. Hopefully we'll be at Nationals again if you're a collegiate disc golf player or fan. It's at Winthrop this year, and hopefully we'll be back down there.
That's
excited.
A good point.
All right, what we're going to do now to wrap the show out is our too early season prediction. So I have here listed every Pro Tour event minus the European events and silver events, so the real Pro Tour events, and that's my new thing. Actually, that's a lot harder. European silver events I know don't count.
Uh-huh.
European events, we're going to have to see what the field does. That'll be an interesting one. Because like if...
A lot up in the air, man.
If like the top 10 guys all go to Europe, then there could be some fraud
events
here.
Schedules just aren't really coming out this year like they usually do.
I've seen like two or three.
Guys are getting cagey. I don't like it.
Yeah. I did see that Ezra Aderholt remembered to register for Champions Cup.
Good for
that
him.
That was good.
I'm surprised he could. He's in like 12 different time zones at any given day.
Yeah, he's back. I think he's back in the U.S.
Gosh,
now.
Gosh, dude.
He's back after his Bali and I don't even know where
he's
went.
He's been a fun
Dubai.
Follow the last few weeks. He's been a fun follow.
It's been something.
Yeah, for me personally.
So we're just going to predict the winner of each of these. And then I'm going to just like keep a little check mark.
Tell him why we're not doing FPO.
Oh, but because if we did FPO, we would all pick Kristen. Because like statistically, if you pick Kristen to win every event,
you're going
to
win.
You're probably going to be right more than 50% of the time.
So that's why we're not doing
it. So that would be boring because like if you want points.
Well, really? Okay, actually, just be let's do it for FPO. We have to pick how many wins does Kristen have, whoever's closest.
At the end, okay. Yeah. I'll add a Kristen win total.
Because realistically, that's the actual difficulty.
How many events are there?
We'll count them.
Okay. So starting off with the chess.com Invitational down in Florida.
He was
winning it. This is at the historic Throwdown the Mountain
this
course, now Olympus,
one.
Owned by Paul McBeth. Just had their grand opening recently.
I am taking Calvin, home state. He's probably been out there to the course. Paul is injured, therefore, because like he would probably be the other name that pop in your head.
Yeah, I know. I like Calvin just because Calvin's had success at Throwdown the Mountain before, and like obviously there's been changes to this course, but I was gonna take Calvin as well.
I'm taking Gannon, the Cannon Burr.
Okay.
Gannon for Con.
Open up.
Waco. This is always
Waco is wacko.
This is always a crazy one.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Random people win this all the time.
I am going to take Cole Radolin.
Oh, I like that, Trev.
Going with the C's to start.
I'm going with Simon Lazat.
Okay.
I think he gets a win early. He's going to miss. He plays the first part of the season, then he disappears, then he comes back. Hopefully, Waco's not when he disappears. I'd have to look at his schedule to remember when he's
going.
I might have just lost that one, but that's okay. That's why this is way too early season predictions.
Yeah,
my absolute favorite player of all time. Love his personality. He's electric. Anthony Barella.
Wow.
I like
Connor.
That's a good pick.
Thank you.
That's a good pick.
I'm going to just write Anthony, so then when that happens, I won't remember. I'm actually going to look at the Simon message he sent me. That was just to flex that Simon messaged me.
Yeah, oh, no, sick, dude.
Because he told me... I like said something on Grip Locked, and then he messaged. Was it me or was it Foundation?
Oh my gosh! I just
to explain himself.
Man. So I just got the reminder on my phone that I set literally months ago to do that.
Oh, he's playing
Super Bowl
everything up to Nashville, and then he's taking like after Music City off for a little bit.
I just got the reminder I set months ago that I'm so excited about to do that post where I was going to.
I thought
the
about this.
Colored bags.
You can still do it.
It's ruined.
No, it's
the
not
same color.
You can't go red.
got to go, what, red, yellow?
Yeah, it's red, gonna look red, like gold. Just, yeah,
it's not
going to
work. It's ruined. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it could happen. Guys, I wanted to do this post on Instagram where I'd make two disc golf bags of the Super Bowl colored themes and just post it. And I thought it was going to be so fun. But literally the worst case scenario happened where like the teams have basically the same colors to where it just wouldn't look good. Like if I did, because like if it would have been red and purple or, you know, any of the combinations that could have happened, it would have been awesome. But
I mean, worst case scenario is we would have all gotten killed by a meteorite.
Good point. Good point.
You could go. We do have some gold Shimmer Star Wraiths in
just
stock.
All gold.
You can go
red
and gold, like a deeper red, and then a brighter red, yellow, and white for the Chiefs.
That's a good point. Maybe I'll give it a try.
I think you still try.
I'll give it a try on Friday.
Try. Open it, Austin.
I'll give it a try.
He's giving it a try.
Open it, Austin.
Okay.
We do. Side note, I don't think anyone's going to change their answer. Waco does introduce a second course this year.
Okay.
More open course.
It's still even more wacko.
Yeah.
I'm taking Gannenberger repeat at Austin this year because nobody else seemed to like that course. And then he won and he got the cowboy hat. Maybe he'll wear it this year. You never know.
Man, open in Austin. Yeah, that is an interesting one.
I'm going Isaac Robinson.
I like it.
Thank you.
Open in Austin. Give me Rick.
Yes, Rick.
Texas Rick.
Texas States.
That's where I want Rick.
Ricky for Trev.
Was that five-time Texas State winner?
He wins a lot.
He dominates that tournament. It is so hard to win events back-to-back on tour, but Rick, with that Texas State event, he does it.
Hmm. I'm trying to think through that course. Are they changing the course this year? They're changing. I think they moved Texas States this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's at Dogwood anymore.
I think they did move it.
So they're moving it.
Dogwood was
just a random one. You know what?
What?
Give me Mr. Texas.
Oh,
Emerson Keith. Give it to me. I feel it. He's in Texas, little home state. Ooh. Back with Innova.
It's a big home state.
A big home state. Little man, big home state.
Little man, big state.
A lot of power, though. I like him with Innova. I think he's going to have a little more success with Innova this year.
Dude, you're a dirty dog for that.
You are dirty.
Con?
Are we on a different one now?
Texas States.
Oh, I'm going with the Oppenheimberg.
Calvin.
Oppenheimberg, that's funny.
Thanks, man.
Calvin, baby. Jonesboro Open. I want Calvin here.
Give me Eagle.
See, I don't know when Eagle's coming back.
I think this is when he comes back.
I know he's coming back somewhere in here.
This is the beauty of this.
I'm going to go with Mr. Lazotte.
Simon. Music City.
I want Simon here.
Trevor and Simon.
Cross it. I want AB. I'm going to take AB here.
This is Simon's last event before he takes some time off. Give me C Dick. Give me Chris.
Yes, sir.
I want Chris. I think
it makes me like it more that it's Simon's last event.
Yeah, he did win it last year.
He's just going to ball out.
Go back I to thought back. About I'm going back Simon. To back there. I legitimately thought about Simon. Doing it. I
think you said Simon. I wrote S, and then you made me cross it out.
I thought about taking it
for the last
two events.
It's going to be his last event for a while. I think that he's going to be so playful.
That's a totally reasonable pick. Here's the thing, guys. All these picks so far, reasonable picks.
All right, Champions Cup at Northwoods Black.
I want Rick.
Trevor wants Rick.
I want Ganon.
Connor wants Gannon.
Dude, Connor's on the Gannon train.
I want Isaac.
I've only picked Gannon twice.
I know we're at a different course, but I still like Isaac Robinson up there.
I respect that.
I like that. All right, Dynamic Discs Open. DDO, if you will.
Yeah, I will.
If you will, if you may. Give me Rick here.
I want Aaron Gossage.
I like that pick.
Revenge.
I want Kyles Klein.
Great pick.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm going to give you a good pick, and I'm going to give Trevor the great pick.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'd already used good, so I had to give it a different
pick. It's almost like I have the top 20 open on my phone and looking at
it. Is anybody even going to be at this next event?
OTB Open. This is, now we're in the, like, Europe, back to America. Back to America.
Most people will be at Portland, I feel like, but OTB is...
I have no idea who's going to be at this event.
Like, I feel like anybody I guess is not going to be there.
Probably. Emerson Keith won this last year. Emmer Daddy.
Ezra for Trev. I don't know if he'll be there or not. He probably has his schedule out.
Give me Corey Ellis.
Corey Ellis. Great pick, Con.
Thanks, man.
Went to dig in there. Who do I want? Give me Gary Gerthy, double G. Hey, all of these picks are good so far.
Double G turkey, double G turkey tattooed on my head, dude.
This is where he choked it away that 1 year, right? Or was that Portland?
That was Portland.
Ah,
double G turkey.
I'm gonna make a new company called Double T Turkey.
I like double G. Give it to me.
That's funny.
That is.
I got a lot of tweets.
And Hunter could eat it.
Portland.
Huh?
And Hunter could eat it.
Yeah, turkey.
Portland,
dude.
Portland open now.
Easy for me. Easy for me. Go ahead, Trev. Easy for me. Eagle McMahon.
Yeah, I want Eagle.
He's
as
be
well.
Back and ready to go. Trevor, come on.
Yeah, dude. What the frick
are
you doing?
Just copying
you're
him?
You're
yeah,
copying
dude,
him?
He's on the Eagle train. Trevor's on the Eagle train.
I'm on the Eagle train.
You know, just give me Eagle. Why not? Can't lose a point if you join them.
That's right.
All right. Beaver State Fling.
Old and voided it.
Oh, Beavers?
Beaver State Fling. You know what? Wait. Give me Nate Sexton.
You're ridiculous.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's his home state, home courses.
Sick.
Okay.
BSF, give it to me.
Beaver State Fling.
Rika.
I like Calvin Heinberg there.
It's a good pick, Con. Good pick, Con.
Thank you. I haven't had a bad pick. It's almost like all the people I've chosen are pretty decent disc golfers.
Man, this is tough for me. This is a tough one.
Think about
you don't like
Beaver
Nate Sext?
No, I don't.
I don't like Nate Sext for that course.
It's home, man. Yeah. Like the redemption arc.
Yeah,
just
that's
like
his home. He's not.
Welcome back,
feel like a disturbance Nate. In the force here. I feel like there's something weird's gonna happen here.
Yes.
Somebody okay. weird's gonna win.
I
give
like
me Ezra Robinson.
Ooh, sneaky.
Wins before his brother?
Ah!
No,
sorry,
I already have.
Me.
Isaac already
no,
won Champions
mine.
Cup on
scared
my list.
Me.
That scared mine's gonna
me,
come
Trevor.
Why'd I put the Turku
Hunter, if
on
you
here?
Get every single one of these right, I will give you $5 billion.
Okay.
Hunter,
imagine if you parlayed this. Like, if you parlayed every winner, the odds would be like... I can't even
Hunter, if you get all this right, I'll get your face tattooed over my face.
Okay. The Preserve Championship.
Sweating like 4 weeks in.
Yeah. If I start off hot, y'all could owe me a lot. The Preserve Championships.
Is Simon back for the Preserve?
Probably. Yeah, we've missed a lot of events.
I don't like these probablys.
That's 5 weeks after, 5 events after, he's definitely back.
Simon's a dirty dog.
He's planning to take about a month off, he said.
He's a dirty dog.
Yeah, so. I think Simon's back for the Preserve.
Don't just say that. Let me look. It's literally right here in front of me. He's not. So... Thanks for pranking.
Just,
he is. It's the first one back.
Say, he DM'd
it.
Me.
First one back.
So
I'm going.
You're
going
to look at his public Instagram post?
Did you DM Silas Lazat?
Yeah, I DM'd Silas Lazat.
I'm going with.
I want Simon.
Okay.
I'm going with Matthew Orem.
That's a good pick. I forgot he existed. Not going to lie.
He's not going to win.
Give me Calvin. I haven't picked Calvin in a while.
Pony.
Dude, Hunter's on the Calvin train right now.
Des Moines. Desmonez. Give me Gannon here.
Hunter.
I haven't picked Gannon yet this year.
Isaac.
Oh, you guys are just taking all of them. There's
Con?
No more left now. All right, I'll go with. I'm also going with Isaac.
Oh,
that's the first one that I've repeated of you guys. Okay,
it's not true. Eagle. European Open.
Paul McBeth.
Trevor takes P. McB.
Ooh.
I'm going to take Ricky.
I'm taking Nicklaus.
Remember, they're playing
Antola.
Two courses here.
Ooh. That's actually a very good pick.
Thank you, Trevor. Yeah.
Antola. I like
pick.
That.
I like that. Ledgestone.
Ledgestone. I want Gannon.
Trav Dog wants Gandog.
Ledgestone.
I feel like someone random could win here.
Give me a tricky Chris Dickerson.
The funny thing is, like, we made the whole argument about Kristen, but like technically, if you took Calvin or Rick in every event, you probably have a better shot than somebody who tries to take a different person every event.
Yeah. Well, but if you go Calvin, Rick, like you might get off the cycle.
Yeah.
And it's Rick, Calvin,
you could
Rick,
get
Calvin.
Doubling up the cycle.
Yeah. It's harder when there's multiple players. I'll take Ricky. Because, like, I'm not actually picking him to go back-to-back. I just think he could win one of those two events.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you had to think
yeah,
of it.
That's what you got
yeah,
to think
okay.
of.
Idlewild.
I want Isaac.
Idle.
Trev Dog wants Isaac.
Idlewild. The Idlewild.
Give me Kyle Klein.
Give me Idlewild. Feel the burn with Gannon. I'm on the Gannon train right now. Do you guys hear that? Chugga chugga.
World Championships. Paul. In Lynchburg. Trevor thinks Paul Macbeth. Two majors.
Mm-hmm. Two majors. Yeah, I think he wins one of the two.
I'm going for it here.
Because, you know, we'll ride that Paul Macbeth major fallacy thing into
Ricky
the grave.
Wysocki.
We'll ride it
straight. I'm taking Ricky.
I'll ride Wysocki. It straight to the grave, I should say. Nobody else is. I'm riding
I'm taking...
I've got one more year of the Paul Macbeth Worlds thing only because, literally only because, it's at his like home course. If it were anywhere else, I'd be done with the whole
thing. I only like Ricky. If he was only at New London, give me Paul any day of the week. But honestly, Simon Lazat could be a very sleepy pick here.
That's not even sleepy.
He's not going to be there, though, is he?
Yeah, he's back.
He is, okay.
He tore New London up when he was in town.
Yeah,
yeah. I was wondering him, but I didn't.
But I chose Rick only because you're only playing New London twice. Ricky's going to do just fine at New London, but I really like Rick at Ivy Hill.
Yeah. Guys, I can't remember who's better, Evan Scott or Evan Smith.
Smith, I think.
Here we are again.
I think Evan Smith's better. Connor, who's winning Worlds?
I'll go with Calvin.
Ooh, first major. Big Cal.
Yeah, that might as well just burn that money up, dude. He's not going to win a major.
Yeah, Calvin. I could see him doing well at New London.
D-Glo.
Can't win majors, you know that.
D-Glo, give me Simon Lazat. Give me Salmon Lazat.
Give me Simon Manila.
You want Simon?
No, I want Calvin.
Calvin for Trev. Con?
D-Glo, I want...
Burt Kreischer.
Dude, yeah. Get me in the Burt zone real quick.
Bradley Williams.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to say good pick on that one.
That's fine.
I like that you threw out
I
the
like
name,
that
though.
You chose him.
Yeah, I just want
I like him.
I like Bradley Williams.
Yeah, I don't think D-Glo lines up super well for him.
I don't think... Man, I'm just going for
Green
it
Mountain
here.
Championship.
Green Mount.
GMC, if you will.
Rocky Mount Championship.
I'm going to take Matty O here.
No, you're wrong. It's the Goose Man.
I want Dickerson.
MVP Open. We are in the... Did they do in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I think so.
So we're in the playoffs. Cuts could have happened.
Simon Lazat.
Simon as well.
Ooh,
Simon. I chose him first. You lose, Trevor.
Simon.
Not to you. Can't lose to you. We put the same player.
I am going to choose Isaac Robinson. USDGC.
Isaac.
Give me Eagle McMahon.
You can have him. You guys are going to be so sad this year whenever Matty O whips y'all's high knees at USDGC.
I would hope you'd be able to beat us at that course. Yeah. the Tour Championship. Good luck guessing that one, huh?
Chort.
Who'd you guess, Con?
Chort.
Michael Jort? I'm going with Gannon Burr.
I'm going with Alden Harris.
Like it. All right, who do we think is the Pro Tour points champion at the end of the year?
Calvin Heimberg.
Rick.
I think Calvin. I think he's going to be consistent again, but I don't think he's going to win a bunch.
Real
original. All right, now what do we think is Kristen's win total? This is just for these events. Or do we think, yeah, just these events. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22 events, 23, though, because they have an extra major.
15.
15 for Con?
So we're counting Throw Pink, though, because you counted USDGC.
Oh, okay, so no.
So it's just 22.
22.
Did I change your answer? 15 still.
15?
15 wins for Con. I think she wins half of them. I'm going to go 11.
I'm going to take 8.
8 for Trev.
You forget that she's going to be driving a Porsche.
No, not in the U.S.
She will still be driving it at some point.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Just not while she's in the U.S.
Not in the U.S.
She was looking about it, though.
She was looking for U.S. dealership connections on her Instagram. I did see that.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, you guys forget she's going to have Porsche on her shirt. It's going to be heavy, but it's going to be there.
All right. Hopefully that was entertaining to listen to because we did it and you listened. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the live stream Thursday night, and it's time for the Silas Selects.
Guesses, boys.
This one's an easy one. Really easy one here. really easy one here.
I want a dagger.
Dagger? This is a test run for Trevor because on Friday, if he guesses the disc right, he has to get a tattoo.
If me or Jacob get it right.
Yeah. That's
true.
Man, I forgot I did that.
Yeah.
Mine is going to be a streamline jet.
I want an MD3.
Well, yeah, but what do you think the disc is?
MD3 and...
A dagger.
Dagger.
Oh!
Zombie.
It's a zombie. We weren't even close.
Zombie.
I just saw pink and made me think of old pink.
I really need that to happen on Friday.
Zombie. Yeah.
I forgot I was doing that.
And
although,
their
really.
Tanks and their guns and their bombs and
only
their
Jacob's
guns.
Guess matters because I'm going to guess something that's never been... Oh, I guess it has to be on the website. Never mind.
All right, ladies and gents. See you next week.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.